This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden signed an aid bill for Ukraine and put the emphasis on security and economic development as he visits South Korea. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
After a meeting in Seoul, Biden and South Korea's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, said they will consider expanding joint military exercises and affirmed their shared goal is the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
Standing up for our shared democratic values and defending a rule-based international order against threats and stability.
After visiting a massive Samsung semiconductor plant on Friday, the president laid a wreath at Seoul National Cemetery, then had a two-hour meeting and joint press conference with Yoon, followed by a banquet at the National Museum of Korea.
And as our combined forces say, we go together.
On Sunday, Biden meets with the chairman of Hyundai Motor Group before he travels to Japan. I'm Jennifer King.
In a highly symbolic move, Russia has halted gas exports to neighboring Finland just days after that nation announced it wanted to join NATO. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The move, taken by Russian energy giant Gazprom, marked a likely end to Finland's nearly 50 years of importing natural gas from Russia. The measure also came following Finland's refusal to pay for the gas in rubles, as demanded by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Moscow had also earlier in the month cut off electricity exports to Finland, and Finland had replaced imports of Russian crude oil with crude oil from elsewhere. Finland shares an 830-mile border with Russia, the longest of any of the EU's 27 members. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia on Saturday published a list of 963 leading Americans, including President Biden, Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg, and others, banned from entering the country in retaliation. This is VOA News. The left-of-center opposition has won Australia's general election. The Labour Party's victory Saturday ends almost a decade of Conservative government, from Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
In a triumphant speech to supporters in Sydney, Labour leader Anthony Albanese boldly promised action on global warming, Indigenous rights, and sluggish wage growth. He said he wanted to promote unity and optimism, not fear and division. In his victory address, Albanese said Australia, which currently relies on coal for most of its electricity, has the opportunity to make fundamental changes.
Together, we can take advantage of the opportunity for Australia to be a renewable energy superpower. Together we can work in common interest with business and unions to drive productivity, to lift wages and profits.
From humble beginnings living with just his mother in state-subsidised housing, Albanese will be his country's 31st Prime Minister. He said he hoped his journey would inspire Australians to reach for the stars. It's unclear if Labour will have enough seats to govern alone or will need the support of independents and minor parties. Analysts have said non-aligned lawmakers, many of whom are women, could wield significant power in the new parliament. Australia's outgoing centre-right coalition government suffered a humiliating defeat in the polls, and Scott Morrison will step aside as leader. Today, it's the Australian Labour Party and its supporters who are celebrating a significant victory. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Guinean ex-leader Alpha Conde boarded a plane for Turkey on Saturday after the junta that toppled him authorized his travel abroad for medical treatment, officials said. However, according to an airport management official and a police official, Conde boarded an aircraft bound for Turkey in the morning, adding the former leader appeared to have left on his own. Guinea earlier this month opened a judicial investigation into him and several other former top officials for murder, torture, kidnappings, lootings, and rapes. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden signed an aid bill for Ukraine and put the emphasis on security and economic development as he visits South Korea. Meanwhile, in a highly symbolic move, Russia halted gas exports to neighboring Finland just days after that nation announced it wanted to join NATO. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.